I want to first to introduce myself more formally. Michael Ford, Associate Vice President for Campus Life and Commencement Coordinator for the College of Arts and Sciences. And one of my duties, responsibilities, and indeed pleasures each year at commencement is to facilitate this process. And essentially that's what I do. I'm a non-voting member. And I've invited volunteers, in fact, from the entire faculty. Any senior could volunteer for the selection committee. And I went out and I talked to a couple of staff members and said, how'd you like to volunteer? And they said yes. So I don't think I have all of the selection committee here yet, but those who are here, I'm going to introduce you. Jan Chen is here. Jan is a senior double major in psychology and foreign languages. John is up there. Ann McHugh is a senior biology major. Doug Serginor is Doug here yet? Not here yet. Okay. I hope he gets here soon. Angela Weber, senior in international affairs. Angela. Faculty members, Isabel DeMart. Is Isabel here yet? Not here. Bjorn Stillian Southard, Assistant Professor of Communications and Director of Forensics. Bjorn is here. Adonica DeVault, who is the Associate Director for the Center for Career and Community Engagement. Adonica, up there. And Jason Feiner, Director of Student Activities. I'm going to give our... first, I'm going to introduce and say a couple things about the competition in general while we await our two additional members of the selection committee. And I'm not gonna wait for them long. There are nine of you competing tonight for the honor of representing your class. Class of 2010 has 462 members in it. And it's likely that probably 425 to 430 or 40 will actually march at commencement. You never know. Your class includes December 2009 graduates, includes graduates from May, and includes August 10 graduates as well. What I will do is move this process along. I'm going to be timing each one of you. All these speeches are 7 or 8 minutes. I'm just gonna keep time myself just so that I know, and all of them in reading them are about that length, so I think we're fine. I appreciate very much all the work that you have gone to in drafting these and reworking them and practicing them. We've invited the entire class to be here tonight, and not all of the classes here. Not all 462 could fit in here, so some of them have self-selected not to come. You will see them at graduation. Each one of the folks who will be doing the evaluation has the criteria in front of them, and you've all seen those and read them, and those are the criteria by which you will be evaluated tonight. And I will introduce you by your name, by your major, and by your hometown. And just so you will know, if you don't already, I assume many of you have taken a look at the earlier speeches on the web, so you get a sense of what the senior reflections are like. And of course, they're never the same each year. They're always interesting, they're always different. And the really positive thing about tonight is that all of you who are giving senior speeches will be heard beyond this room because we're podcasting them. And I'd like to thank the members of the Senior Experience Working Group for making that suggestion. Folks at IMS are already recording this, which is why I'm trying to speak in complete sentences. did either of our additional folks come in? Did Isabel come in? Didn't see her. Doug? Okay. We're on a tight time frame. When they come in, if they're not here for a speech, they will be disqualified from rendering a judgment regarding that speech. It's that simple. And I hope that both of them get here. Meanwhile, we need to move this along. And What I will do is I'll go through the order of the random order, and I'll introduce you by the number chosen. Feel free to come up here and get comfortable with the microphone. And just think of yourself as sort of talking to, it's either going to be in Pamplin or it's going to be in Griswold. We hope it's in Griswold. We never know until the day before. And by the way, I'm the guy that makes that call, and I'm never wrong. I haven't missed one in a bunch of years now. So we hope it's really one of those easy calls because, you know, it's nice and it's warm and the forecast is good. And then we don't have to worry about tickets. If that's not the case, then those four tickets that you will be getting at commencement countdown will be very important to you because that provides access for your family to come in. And those who don't have a ticket can watch it on simulcast. And by the way, for the last couple of years, we have worked out a way to do a live webcast. So the senior speech chosen will not only be recorded and put on the DVD that you will get from the alumni office along with your photos. You get memory photos. It's a searchable database of your individually. You will also be webcast live around the world. So that's exciting. I'm very glad to do that. And happy that we now have the capability to do that. Okay, I'm still short a couple of selection committee people, but we're going to move on, folks. And and by the way, I'm going to be sitting over here as well. And what I would appreciate particularly because we are taping this and whoever the senior speaker, when that person is introduced at commencement, will receive an ovation. I think out of respect for each of the candidates who's written a speech, that would certainly be appreciated both before and after their speech. And just about everything that I've said will be edited out of the senior speaker competition, and it's going to be your podcast, not what I've just said.